Blog Talk Radio.
Are you driven by a passion to discover your divine destiny, ready to discover your purpose and fulfill your God-given potential? You can at Church on the Mall, the Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Sundays at 9 a.m. Rediscover the kingdom and discover your purpose, identity, and divine destiny. For more information, call 267-357-9816. The kingdom of God is now eternal, and it's your time. Don't miss your moment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God will supply your needs. See you at Church on the Mall this Sunday at 9 a.m. The Kingdom Church at Cheltenham Mall, Cheltenham Avenue in Washington Lane. It's your time for change. For more information, call 267-357-9816.
This is Dr. Lynn Robinson, and I approve this message.
This message paid for by the faithful supporters of Kingdom Vision Ministries International, the Kingdom Church on the Mall. Live the kingdom-driven life now.
Well, God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the radio broadcast. I'm your host and Bible teacher, Dr. Leonard Robinson, and it's my pleasure to be here with you on this particular radio broadcast. You know, we've been going through the book of Matthew, and we are in Matthew chapter 13, and yesterday we had such an exciting time going through Matthew chapter 13, verse 52. We're going to recap some of that, and then we're going to continue forward. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor, and we thank you, Lord God, for the revelation of your kingdom. We thank you, Father, for the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father, for the anointing that is on your word, the spirit of truth, Lord God. There is no error. There is no lie in that which you've purposed for us to manifest based on the truth of the word that you've given us. We thank you, Father, for the right now revelation of the kingdom of God, that you have given us an assignment to preach, teach, and demonstrate the kingdom of God throughout the nations of the world. And Father, the confirmation of the assignment is the manifestation of your glory in the midst of the message. We thank you for it, God. We count it a privilege. We are honored, Lord God, that you called every one of us to this radio broadcast. Australia, Barbados, the USA, the Ukraine, we thank you, Lord God, for manifesting your glory throughout the nations of the world. And we thank you, Father, for the hundreds of people who are listening. We give you praise and honor. We ask you, Lord God, to release that which you've ordained for every one of us today, Lord God, that we would not come behind in any gift and that there would not be a feeble one among us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, turning your Bibles to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Yesterday we looked at Matthew 13 and verse 52. It says, then said he to them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. We looked at some verses in the Old Testament. We looked at Psalm 145, verses 10 through 13. We looked at some other verses there in the Old Testament, that Daniel chapter 2 and Daniel chapter 7, that identify the prophetic declarations of the kingdom. Now, in David's case, in Psalms 145, he wasn't speaking prophetically. He was declaring that God's kingdom was a kingdom that we needed to know and understand. He was saying that our responsibility is to tell of the majesty of God's kingdom. Well, how can you talk about what you don't know about? For years, we've served a religious kind of Christianity, having no knowledge of the kingdom. Matter of fact, listen, before we go ahead, let's go back to Psalm 145. Let's go back to Psalm 145 and look at this again. Psalm 145, and we're going to start at verse 10 soon as I get there. Da-na-na-na-na. All right. Psalm 145, verse 10. All thy words shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Now look at verse 11. They shall speak of glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power to make known to the sons of men his mighty act and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and dominion endureth throughout all generations. You had to know something about the kingdom to be able to speak about the kingdom. Even there in the Old Testament, their relationship with God was such that they honored God as their supreme king. And they acknowledged that God had a kingdom, and that in that kingdom is dominion, and this dominion is from everlasting to everlasting. Well, why would we think in the New Testament, where God has, by an act of his dominion, sent his son into the earth, preaching that the kingdom is present, why would we think that we're not under the assignment to preach the same kingdom, in light of the fact that even David acknowledged that in their day, they were to speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power and to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. In other words, David as a king and the prototype king of the kingdom of God physically in that time was the prototype of what and I are to be, in that as citizens of the kingdom, who are qualified to talk about the kingdom than you and I? And so back at Matthew chapter 13, Jesus says, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of God is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure new and old. You ought to study the kingdom to the degree that you see the kingdom in the Old Testament, you see the kingdom in the New Testament. You understand the governing rule and reign and dominion of God from the old to the new. I tell you, the more you study the kingdom of God, you'll find the kingdom in places in the Bible that you didn't even know the kingdom was represented there. You'll recognize words like reign and rule and dominion and power, authority, and might. You'll recognize words like government. Yes, the word government, that's a kingdom term. Because the kingdom is the governing rule of God over a people, over a territory, impacting them, influencing them with his will, making that territory his domain. And read the word government, you begin to realize, oh, this is a kingdom term. So in Isaiah chapter 9 and verses 6 and 7, it says, for us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, well, that's the kingdom. And the kingdom shall be upon his shoulder, and his name called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government, now remember the word government is a kingdom term, so you could say it this way, of the increase of his kingdom and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God's whole soul was into getting you born again that he could get the kingdom into you and get you into the kingdom. Yet God's zeal, his enthusiasm for his own purpose and his own plan caused him through 42 generations to send Jesus to manifest the kingdom in your life by causing you first to become born again. Well, as a scribe, and scribes were the ones that were recording the things that had taken place, as a scribe, if you are anointed with the responsibility of writing, I believe I have such an anointing as that. That you're anointed with the responsibility of writing, then you're really a scribe. You're operating in a scribe's kind of ministry where you are recording what God is saying. You are writing it down that others may read it. Well, these scribes that have been instructed in the kingdom are as a householder that are supposed to bring forth old and new. I ought to be able to give you an effective witness of the kingdom of God from both the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. I ought to be able to minister to you the truths of the kingdom from both the old and from the new. And as a scribe, I write what God places in my heart. I write by the inspiration that he gives me. When I sit down to write, I don't even know what's going to come out. I just know I get this unction on the inside to sit down and write, and I may start with the first sentence that comes to my spirit, but that by the time I'm finished, I go back and look at what God said, and I marvel at the fact that he has the capacity to speak through us, to minister to us what's on his mind. And then when you go back and you read what it was that he said, it blows your mind like, my God, I didn't know that's what you wanted me to write. Some of you listening to this radio broadcast, God has anointed you as a scribe. Allow him to instruct you in the kingdom of God. I remember one time my friend Myron, he had said to me, this was a few years back, like 2 years ago now, maybe 2.5, but he said, how do you write what you write on Facebook? Because I would put these short paragraph statements that the Lord would drop in my spirit, and he would read them, and they were usually relative to something concerning the kingdom of God, sometimes maybe 2 or 3 paragraphs. But he said, he would say, how did you write? How do you write what you write? And I told him, I write what God places in my heart. When I start writing, I don't know what's there. I only see what God wanted to say when I'm finished. I get to read what everybody else is reading. I get to see what was on God's mind when I'm finished, not beforehand. In other words, I don't plan what I'm going to write, then write it out, and then look at the plan having been executed. No, I'm writing by the inspiration of God. And so once I've written something, I get a chance to read it, and then I see what God was saying. Some of you have that same anointing. Some of you have wondered, how do I do it? There's the answer. Just write what's in your heart. Take the pen, take the paper, and begin to write. The Holy Spirit is saying to me that some of you, he has ordained for you to be book authors. Even some of you women on this radio broadcast. The Bible says great was the company of women that published word. And so there are some of you men and women, but particularly I'm talking to women right now, God has given you an anointing to write books. Don't be afraid. Don't try to figure out how to do it. No, just get started. Get a piece of paper, get a pencil, or go to your computer and just write that which is in your heart. You're going to find that from your heart flows rivers of water. Yeah, there's rivers that will flow out of you when you yield to the anointing that he's placed in your life. Some of you have great stories to tell. There's the anointing of the scribe that is on you. God wants you to record what's on his mind, so he'll speak to your heart. He'll speak to your spirit. He will cause you to become pregnant with his will. And as you begin to write, not even knowing the fullness of what you're going to write, you'll look back and you'll see the mind of God having manifested his glory through you. Let's look at this Matthew chapter 13 again. He says here, it says here, verse 52, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. Find out today if you have a scribe's anointing on your life. All you have to do is ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, am I a scribe? Listen to what he says. Take out a piece of paper and begin to write. Don't try to put forethought to it first. Like, what am I going to write? What am I going to write? Nope, don't do that. Just take a piece of paper and a pencil and begin to write. Bring forth old and new. You very well may find that by the time you finish your writing, you have written revelations concerning the kingdom of God that you didn't even know you had. I remember one time writing out everything I thought I knew about the kingdom of God. I was amazed at what I wrote. And I mean line after line, everything I know concerning the kingdom of God. Didn't know I knew so much until I saw it written out in front of me. I remember one time coming back from Harrisburg. I had gone up to Harrisburg to talk to a family member about the kingdom of God, longtime preacher. He and I had served together in ministry. I thought if anybody I could talk to, it would be this family member, and he would be able to see and embrace the reality of the kingdom of God. Well, I was unsuccessful. I mean, I had him a little bit, but not as much as I wanted to in terms of him embracing the kingdom of God. Personally, I felt like his ministry hinges, and every preacher's ministry hinges on them understanding the kingdom of God. So I'm coming back on the train. And I'm kind of despondent because I wasn't as effective as I would have liked to be. And I hear this question in my spirit. The question is, what it was, I began to write these questions. You know, what is the kingdom of God? When was the kingdom made manifest? Who preached the kingdom of God? On and on and on, right? Now I'm writing all these questions. I finish writing these questions, and I hear in my spirit 50 questions you should know and be able to answer concerning the kingdom of God. Now, I hadn't counted the questions before or once I wrote them. I hadn't counted on writing 50 questions. I didn't even know there were 50 questions to be written. But when I heard in my spirit, man, 50 questions you should know and be able to answer concerning the kingdom of God, well, now I said, let me count these questions. And I went and I looked at the piece of paper that I was writing on, and I started counting the questions. Now, remember what I'm telling you. I didn't know I had written 50 questions. I didn't know there were 50 questions to even ask. I only know that I started writing questions. When I was finished writing, I heard in my spirit 50 questions you should know and be able to answer concerning the kingdom of God. So now I'm gonna start, you know, counting them. So I started counting them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 12, 15, 17, 18, 19, 26, 27, 30, 31, 32, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, and it was 50. I did not count when I started writing the questions. I did not plan on writing 50 questions. I was only writing questions that were coming up out of my spirit. But by the time I finished writing, I heard the Spirit of God say, 50 questions you should know and answer concerning the kingdom of God. Well, today I can tell you that's the content of a book that I'm right now working on, along with 3 or 4 other books that I'm working on all at the same time. But look at what he did. He took and brought out of my spirit 50 questions that you should know and be able to answer concerning the kingdom without me even knowing it was 50 questions. Having counted them and having seen that it was 50 questions, I was in utter amazement on that train. God gave me 50 questions that you should know and be able to answer concerning the kingdom of God. And mark my words, one day you're going to walk in a bookstore and you're going to see that book sitting on the shelf, or you're going to be able to go to your Kindle or to your iPad and download that book, 50 questions you should be able to know and answer concerning the kingdom of God. Well, what's my point? Some of you have the anointing of a scribe, and you may not know it. Some of you have allowed yourself to become so busy in the things that you do day to day that you don't stop, take time, and sit down and write. You ought to keep a journal. Keep a journal. And in keeping that journal, record what God tells you concerning the kingdom of God. Record every new revelation you learn concerning the kingdom of God. Record every nuance that concerning the kingdom of God. You'll go back and look at that journal and you'll see that God has used you to write a book to give other people understanding of the right now presence of the kingdom of God for their lives. One more time. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is in household which bringeth forth of his treasure things new and old. The last thing I'm going to say about this verse, verse 52 of Matthew chapter 13, is that the kingdom is treasure. The kingdom is treasure. Now watch this. You determine the value. Yeah, you do. The kingdom is treasure by itself, but the kingdom may not be treasure to you. So it's all about perception. Will you give the kingdom the value that the kingdom deserves? Will you recognize the value that the kingdom is? Or will you devalue it by not properly considering it? You determine the value that the kingdom is in your life. And if you can understand that the kingdom is treasure, then you will view it as such. And you'll recognize the revelation that the Lord has you walking in now. Concerning the kingdom of God, he did not do it by accident. You are the handpicked of God. God sent Jesus expressly for you, that you would discover the revelation of the kingdom, that you would be the citizens, the fellow citizens, that you would be heirs and joint heirs, that you would be those that sit even now at the right hand of Christ. Oh, yeah. God sent Jesus through 42 generations to come straight to you, to deliver you from the dominion of darkness, to bring you into the kingdom of his Son, and to bring the kingdom as righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, the kingdom that is not more, the kingdom that is much more than word, that the kingdom that is also power will become your everyday reality. If you'll value the kingdom as treasure, yeah, the kingdom will pay off. All right, let's go to verse 53. We've spent enough time in verse 52. Let's go to verse 53. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, whence have this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then have this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Look at verse 54 again. And when he was come into his own country, underline that, into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished and said, whence have this man this wisdom and these mighty works? In other words, they identified that he had great wisdom. They identified that he had mighty works. Remember, by now, he's preaching the kingdom. He's teaching and he's demonstrating the kingdom. He's healing the sick. He's casting out devils. And he's speaking wisdoms to those that were standing by and listening. So they recognized that he had wisdom, and they recognized that he was doing mighty works. But then they began to think of him in terms of the only way they knew him, and that was based on his occupation and the family that he was a part of. It says here, is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brethren James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? and his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? And they were offended in him. I want you to really see that. And they were offended in him. I'm going to tell you, the more you preach the kingdom, the more you teach that which God has given you to teach, the more you demonstrate the right presence of the kingdom of God, the more you manifest the wisdom of God, don't think everybody's going to be blessed by what you share. There are going to be those that are going to be offended. There are going to be those that think you all that in a bag of chips. There are going to be those that think you are somewhat. They're going to look at you. They're going to sneer at you. They're going to mock you. They're going to jeer you. They're going to be envious of you. They're going to be jealous of you. They're going to be angry that your ministry, that your anointing flows the way it does. And they're going to be grieved because, after all, they thought they knew you. There are some of you listening to this radio broadcast, you were as predictable could be when you were bound by religion and tradition. Oh, yeah, you were stuck. You were bound by religion, tradition, and the deceptions of man, and you was as predictable as me. But now that you started studying the kingdom, the Holy Spirit now is rekindling your spirit, and you are becoming again as you were always meant to be. In John chapter 4, it says, the wind goes where it listeth, and no one's way thereof that is born of the Spirit. The revelation of the kingdom takes you back to your original spiritual existence. Become all that God ordained from the beginning. You experience the restoration of your dominion. You experience the revelation, knowledge, and wisdom that God has ordained for you. You begin to develop a confidence, a boldness, and you begin to walk in such power and authority that from your belly flows rivers of living water. That those that you minister the kingdom to, some of them will receive. Just like as in the days of Jesus, some believe and some believe not. Well, don't be surprised when those that are of your own household don't receive what it is that God has given you. Don't be surprised when you discover that your enemies are those of your very own household. Now, let's be careful here. Don't go around the house looking for your husband, your wife to be your enemy and start thinking you're so anointed that everybody's against you. But what I'm trying to help you understand is that in the revelation of the kingdom, you fulfilling the assignment God has given, you operating in the anointing that he's ordained for your life, everybody ain't going to be feeling you. There are going to be some people that are envious. There are going to be some people that will follow you in the shadows only to listen to your words to see how they can snare you at your own words. There are going to be those that have the spirit of the Pharisee on them. The spirit of the Pharisee always came in opposition against what Jesus was saying and what Jesus was doing. Then there are going to be those who are just so insensitive to spiritual things. They're operating in such carnality. They're operating in such a natural way of existence that they totally miss what God has ordained. Well, that's not supposed to be you. God wants you to fully embrace what God has ordained. God wants you to preach, teach, and demonstrate the kingdom of God. God wants you to do it whether times are favorable or unfavorable. He wants you to be instant in season and out of season. He wants you to be able to reprove and rebuke with all long suffering. He wants you to be able to cry aloud and spare not. He wants you to be able to preach the truth and to do it in love. That even when you bring the correction of the kingdom, people will understand the necessity of the correction. They'll be able to embrace the revelation of the kingdom, and they'll be able to live out their kingdom citizenship, all because you obeyed God in the assignment that he's given you. So whether you're a scribe, or whether your ministry is to preach from pulpits, or you've got a telephone ministry, whatever the form that the ministry God has given you takes, and the anointing he's given you for the accomplishment of that ministry, don't you back down one moment, one second, from preaching, teaching, and demonstrating the right now presence of the kingdom of God. For contained in the revelation is not only the power that comes with the preaching of the kingdom, but also contained in the revelation is wisdom. God will give you wisdom that defies your age. All right, we're going to pick this up tomorrow morning at Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to keep riding right on through this, being able to understand Jesus in the book of Matthew and being able to understand the right now presence of the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you for what you've given us today. We thank you, Lord God, that revelation of the kingdom is a revelation of your governing will, your sovereignty, your rule, your reign, your dominion in the life of us who submit ourselves to you. We thank you, Lord God, that the right now presence of the kingdom of God signals your governing authority in the midst of a people. And we thank you, Lord God, for the assignment you've given, that we would preach the same message that Jesus preached, that we would manifest the same kingdom that he delivered to us in the earth, and that we would preach it until Jesus returns. We thank you, Father, that as we obey Jesus in the assignment that he's given, you confirm the word with signs following. We give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, praise God. Are you blessed this morning? Do you receive it? I'm opening up the phone lines on our radio broadcast. I don't always do this, but the Holy Spirit is ministering to me. Open up the radio, open up the phone line. And so our phone lines are open. Are you here this morning? Amen. Amen. Are you blessed in what you've been receiving? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Those of you on the radio broadcast that have called in, are you blessed this morning? Amen. Well, praise God. Folks must have their phones on mute or they're at work. Hey, listen, I've learned there are people who take me to work. And so they can't be sitting at their desk talking like they're talking out into the air when they're supposed to be doing the work that their employer has called them to do. So I see several people here on the phone line. And so we just want to honor God and thank God for the revelation, for the truths that he gives us. And I'll tell you something. I like to end every radio broadcast with this. Satan is defeated.
Satan is defeated.
Darkness is dispelled.
Darkness is dispelled.
Because Jesus is Lord over my life.
Because Jesus is Lord over my life.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, friend. See, folks, I told you, there are people that called in, praise God. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful day. Make the devil mad. Help somebody change governments. Preach the kingdom to them. Matter of fact, the greatest witness of the preached message of the kingdom you're going to find is oftentimes right there in the church. Bless somebody. Help them recover from religion. Bring them to the revelation of the kingdom that they can discover their kingdom citizenship. God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, and I look forward to seeing you. Others of you, listen, why don't you join us tonight on our teleconference line? The phone number is 218-862-7200. That's 218-862-7200. The conference code is 268-272. We're going to be ministering on 22 things that mark the Kingdom Church. And I believe we'll be mixing in that 17 things that prove that the central message of Jesus is the kingdom. So I want to encourage you to join us, be blessed in the teaching, blessed in the instruction, and I'll tell you something, you'll be glad you did. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Come on, make some noise here.